Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live workflow lesson for drum and bass, fast transition design through resample folders. The whole point today is speed plus consistency. In modern DNB, transitions aren't just decoration, they're momentum. They're the glue between 16 and 32 bar sections, and they're often the difference between a loop that feels static and an arrangement that feels inevitable. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a little transition factory in your project. A transition lab where you can generate an idea, print it immediately, name it properly, and drop it into a clean folder system so you can reuse it forever. And we'll do it mostly with stock Ableton devices. Let's set the stage. First, quick session prep, DNB defaults. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar so your recording and launching stays clean. And if you're working in arrangement view, make markers every 16 or 32 bars, intro, drop, midsection, second drop, whatever your structure is. Those markers are targets. Transitions feel better when they're aiming at something specific. Now, step 1. Build the resample folder system. This is the unsexy part that makes everything else 10 times faster. In Ableton's browser, go to Places and add a folder, or just use your user library. Create a path like User Library, Samples, DNB Transitions. Inside that, make numbered subfolders, 01 risers, 02 downlifters, 03 impacts, 04 tape stops, 05 glitch fills, 06 reverse FX. Numbering matters. Your eyes will learn where things live, and you'll stop wasting brain power hunting for files. Here's a coach rule. Treat transitions like assets, not one-offs. If you print something good, you're not done. You immediately make two or three variations, maybe a shorter one, a longer one, and a more extreme one. Same DNA, different use cases. That's how you build a library that actually gets used. Step 2. Build the transition lab inside your Ableton set. Create an audio track and name it Transition Source. This is where you'll drop or route anything you want to turn into a transition. A reese note, a break slice, a vocal, a pad, whatever. Create a second audio track named Resample Print. Select both tracks, group them, and name the group Transition LAB. Now the key routing on resample print, set auto from to resampling. That means it captures whatever you're hearing, including effects. Set monitor to off to avoid feedback and doubled monitoring, and arm that track only when you want to print. One important caution, resampling grabs your master chain. If your master has a limiter smashing things, your transitions might lose punch and depth because they're getting finished too early. If that's happening, do the cleaner routing option. Here's the cleaner routing in plain language. Set transition source to audio 2, sends only. Then create a new track called transition bus. Set transition bus to receive audio from transition source. Put your transition effects on transition bus. And then set resample print to record from transition bus instead of the full master. That way, you're printing the transition processing, but not accidentally baking in your whole master limiter and whatever else. Also, add a tiny prep chain at the very top of your transition bus. This saves you from messy prints. Put utility first. If you're doing anything wide, keep the low end under control. The simplest quick check later is just hitting mono, but the best habit is, don't let huge stereo effects live in the subs. Then add EQ8 with a gentle high pass on anything that isn't supposed to carry sub energy. Then a limiter just as an accident catcher. You're not trying to master here. Aim for basically 0 to 2 dB of gain reduction max, just so a crazy resonance doesn't spike your ears. Now step 3. Build 3 core transition chains using only stock devices. We're going to cover a rolling riser chain, a downlifter suckout chain, and a 1 bar glitch fill chain. First, the rolling riser. Put this on transition source or on your transition bus. Start with auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the frequency around 200 to 400 Hz and automate it up toward 18k Hz over time. Resonance around 0.35 to 0.55 is a great zone. It adds focus without screaming. Add some drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, because drive makes the riser feel like it's leaning forward. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. If you want extra edge, turn color on, but keep it subtle. Then reverb. For DNB risers, bigger than you think, but controlled. Size around 80 to 120, decay 4 to 10 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the dry hit stays defined. High cut somewhere like 6 to 10 kHz so it's not fizzy. Dry wet around 10 to 25% if it's living with your mix, or go 100% wet if you're printing a pure wash to layer later. Then utility, automate gain up a few dB into the drop, if you want that rushing feeling, or automate it down right before impact if you want the void. Also, you can automate width from, say, 80% to 140% so it literally opens up. Teacher tip. The best DNB transitions are often made from your actual drop elements. Use a reese, a shaker loop, a break slice. When your riser is made from the same stuff as your drop, it sounds glued. Generic white noise works, sure, but it often sounds like it came from a different song. Second chain, the downlifter, or suckout. Start with EQ8, high pass at 20 to 40 HE just to clean rumble. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 5 KHZ. Then auto filter in high pass mode. Automate frequency upward into the drop, like from 50 HC up to 500, maybe even 2 KHC depending on the intensity. That creates a vacuum, like the track is getting pulled out from under you. Add reverb, 30 to 60% wet, decay 2 to 6 seconds. Then utility. Automate gain down quickly right before the drop so there's a literal hole. Classic jungle move, take a crash cymbal, drown it in reverb, and that reverb tail becomes your downlifter. It's simple, and it works every time. Third chain, the one bar glitch fill. Put beat repeat first. Interval 1 bar, grid at 1/16th or 1/32nd. Variation around 10 to 20%. Chance anywhere from 20 to 50% if you want it a little organic, or crank it to 100% if you want a deliberate fill you can rely on. Then redux. Bit reduction 2 to 6. Sample rate 8 to 18 KHZ. This is where the crunchy energy comes from. Then auto filter, band pass or low pass, and sweep it during the fill. Then a limiter with ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, just for safety. Source idea. Grab one bar of your main break or even your drum bus. Printing fills from your real drums keeps your edit sounding in the same room. Now step 4. The fast resample workflow. This is the muscle memory. Record. Crop. Name. Save. Arm resample print. In arrangement view, loop the section you want. For example, the last 8 bars before the drop, or just the last bar if you're printing fills. Hit record while it's recording, perform 1 or 2 automation moves. Don't overdo it. One clean move usually beats 5 messy moves. Do a filter sweep, a reverb throw, a width open, or turn beat repeat on for the last bar. Stop recording. You now have audio on resample print. Select the best region and consolidate with CMD or Control J. Consolidating is important, because it creates a clean sample file that behaves nicely and can be dragged around without weird boundaries. Now name it with a system you will actually stick to. A good pattern is BPM, type, source, length, and maybe a vibe tag. For example, 175 riser reese LP 16B dark A, 174 downlifter crash verb 2B, 172 glitch fill break 1B redux. If you want even faster scanning, use a prefix system. R for riser, D for downlifter, I for impact, G for glitch, RV for reverse. Add an intensity tag like soft, mid, hard. So you might end up with something like R hard 174 reese 16B open LP. Now save it to your resample folder. You can right-click and show in Finder or Explorer, then move or copy it into the right numbered folder. Or you can drag the clip into Ableton's browser to copy it directly. The key is, don't leave your best transitions trapped inside one project. Coach note, make yourself a dedicated print window in your template. Reserve 8 or 16 bars and label it print BAY. Every time you need transitions, you work there. It keeps you from constantly destroying your main arrangement view with loops and edits. Step 5, make your prints arrangement ready. Printing is only half the magic. The other half is quick clip processing. First, the reverse FX trick. Duplicate a downlifter print. Turn on reverse in clip view. For tonal material, choose Complex Pro Warp. For drums or noise, beats mode with transients preserved is often cleaner. Add a short clip fade in so there's no click at the start. Second, the pitch dive tape stop vibe. No plugins needed. Make sure warp is on. Use Complex Pro. Automate clip transpose downward over half a bar or a bar. Zero down to minus 12 semitones is the classic. Zero down to minus 24 is the dramatic version. For an even better illusion, also automate utility gain down slightly at the end, like the motor is losing power, not just pitching down. Third, clip envelopes for predictable moves. In clip view, go to envelopes and choose auto filter frequency, then draw smooth curve. This gives you repeatable sweeps without needing to write automation on the track every time. Now step 6, deploy transitions in your arrangement, the DNB way. Here are a few placements that basically always work in rolling DNB. In bar 15 to 16 before a drop, put a one bar glitch fill and maybe a micro tape stop. In the last two beats before the drop, a short reverse crash into an impact is deadly. Over a 16 bar build, use a riser made from your Reese, opening the low pass and widening slightly. On post-drop switches, every 32 bars, use a downlifter plus a quick mute. Silence is energy. A simple impact stack is also worth having ready. One layer is a short punchy impact. Second layer is a sub-drop, like a sine or a low Reese hit. Third layer is a noise tail or reverb print. Group them and process lightly. Drum bus if you want a little drive. EQ8 to remove mud around 200 to 400 if needed. Then a limiter for safety. Advanced placement tip. If your impact is fighting your snare, split it into two clips, a tiny transient thwack and a tail. Place the transient exactly on the drop, and nudge the tail a few milliseconds later so the snare stays king. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, printing through a master limiter that's smashing everything. If your prints sound flat, print from a transition bus instead. Second, wide reverbs with sub information. High pass your reverb prints or reverb returns, often around 120 to 250 Hz. Third, risers that are too long and step on lead elements. In DNB, clarity wins. 8 or 16 bars is often the sweet spot. Fourth, clicky edits. Add clip fades. Consolidate clean. Fifth, random naming. That's how you build a graveyard of unusable samples. Let's add a few pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use your bass as the transition source. A distorted Reese going through a filter sweep will always sound more in world than generic noise. Try parallel distortion for menace. One clean chain, one dirty chain with overdrive into saturator into a EQ8 high passed at 200 Hz, blended at 10 to 30%. That gives you angry top end without wrecking the low end. For tension, add subtle phasing before reverb. Phaser flanger at a super slow rate, tiny amount, and don't sleep on the pre-drop void. Automate a quarter beat of silence right before impact. That negative space makes the drop hit harder than any extra layer. If you want to level this up further, build progression across a 64 bar arc. Early sections get tiny subtle transitions. Mid sections introduce one signature transition. This audio version is shortened for playback.